The East is the way of the eagle, it's the way of the condor, it's the way of the seer, of the visionary. And in the East, the medicine person learns to put the cart way, way before the horse, to look at the possibilities before looking at the probabilities. It's the place where we dream the world into being. In traditional societies, oftentimes when there's a task that's very, very difficult, that is nearly impossible, they will assign it to one of the youngest of the medicine people who still doesn't know that this is not possible. And they will generally pull it off. So it's a practice of the East is what John F. Kennedy did when he said, in 10 years, we will have a man on the moon. When his scientific advisors were saying, we don't have the know-how, we don't have the resources, we don't have the technology, and we don't have the money. And we put a man on the moon within 10 years and launched the information age and the technological revolution that we're still benefiting from today. So it's the way of the visionary. It's the way of Gandhi. It's the way of the individual who looks at who they're becoming and lets that inform them, instead of being oppressed by the burden of their upbringing or their past or their history. Our task today is to dream the world into being, a world of peace. I tell my students that we all have to become shamans today, caretakers of the earth, individuals who can look at the possibilities and not the probable, because we know what that's going to be. Increased terrorism, increased pollution, ecological disaster, climatic breakdowns. We want to look at the possible, at the emergence of a new human, and individuals who can live in peace with each other, at the possible. That's the kind of world we're working toward. And that's the most difficult work of the shaman. This is done by tracking through time, not by daydreaming, not by active imagination, not by visualization, but by tracking through time, tracking through that momentum tunnel, tracking through that 1% window to look at the very improbable but desirable future outcome. And the very act of seeing it makes it a little bit more probable. In the East, the shaman realizes that all perception is projection, that whatever you're perceiving is what you're projecting into the world, that you're always dreaming the world into being. In the Andes, they call this Aini. Aini means proper relationship, so that you make Aini to the earth and the earth returns great bountiful crops to you. You make Aini to your friends and members of your village and they return respect and recognition. You make Aini to the mountains and they protect you and bestow you with the wisdom of the ancients. You make Aini to the heavens, and the heavens bring good fortune to you. And I believe that our task is to come into perfect Aini, so that the universe mirrors back to us perfectly the condition of our soul, of our intent, of our love, of our will. But I believe that the universe is doing that all the time anyway, that the universe is always mirroring back to us perfectly the condition of our love, of our will, of our intent, of our soul. So if we work from that assumption, then we know that if we change the condition of our soul, of our love, that the universe changes. And this is how, in the East, we dream the world into being. It's by seeing through the eyes of the heart, by seeing through the eyes, the inner eyes, the ones that do not deceive us, and recognizing that we are only limited by our ability to dream. Nothing else limits us. That's why the direction of the East is represented by the eagle, who can soar, who can fly high above, who can break free of the gravity that keeps us bound to that which has been. This gravity is even embedded in our language. It keeps us seeing only what has happened in the past and not what could happen in the future. You know, when we speak about the aft of a boat, a ship, it means the rear. And when we speak about the fore, it means the front. So even in the structure of our language, we have a relationship with time where we keep the past in front of us and the future behind us. So we speak about the day after tomorrow. We keep tomorrow aft. We speak about the day before yesterday. We keep yesterday before. The week after next. The day after tomorrow. The year before last. So even our relationship with time is embedded into the structure of our language, of our thinking. We have neural pathways that have been established that keep us from exercising vision. And in the East, we become free of the constricting neurology that has shaped the history of humanity, where we have been caught in the grip of fate for so many millennia, and we activate a brain, a new brain, an evolutionarily new brain, which is being called the God brain, the prefrontal lobes of the brain, that can allow us to transcend time, that can allow us to experience the communion with all life, that can allow us to practice vision. This is why the shaman's traditions are perceptual traditions. We know that you can change your perception and the world changes. You change the dream and the world changes. This is what we learn in the East direction.